Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up with the flow? With Big Red, Brother D, back with another show. Stand back, it's the world premiere. Nah, y'all, we've been up in here for years. What up?
Uh-oh, you rapping. Oh, gosh. Boy, you just was on a roll, wasn't you?
Yeah, you know, I get like that from time to time, you know what I'm saying? Especially when I'm not at work. You know, wanna thank you as always, you, Lady T, holding it down. You know,
yeah.
When Miss Cherry decided to jump in from time to time. You know,
yes.
I've been on this assignment for a few months now. Wasn't able to, you know, rock out the show at home, but now I'm home. Feels good.
All right, that's a good thing. That's good.
Yes. Yes, doing the show from work, not home. Just annoying.
Not the move.
No, not the move at all. Especially when you don't always have control of your environment. But yeah, man. You know what up? What's going on, everybody? It is Big Red and Brother B. An episode of the menu on Blog Talk Radio. I know we've been off the air for a hot second. Took a little break. Much needed.
Much needed break.
Yeah, you know, thank you for rocking with us and, you know, hopefully we can pick up where we left off. You know what I'm saying? If anything, you can catch us on Instagram, the menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL, as well as Facebook, the menu, MindURMENTAL. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's good? How you doing, Red?
I've had better days, brother. Better days.
That's
now.
So what happened to you?
Huh?
What's going on with you? I said, what's going on with you?
Well,
better days.
Yeah,
did you stub your toe?
No, I didn't stub my toe. I'll just say this, if those don't know, you know, between the full moon that came in last week and that energy was just very low vibrational, and a lot of people were going,
people.
You know, a lot of people were, huh?
To the spiritual people, they understand.
Yeah, it was very low vibrational. I think a lot of people were, a lot of people were just down in the dumps between, I'll say, last week. You know, part of this week, maybe the weekend, you know, so, you know, things will pick up. We enter a new month. We're also in the Mercury retrograde. So, you know, if you got any exes that just pop up at your house, listen, just call the police.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Just call the police.
Okay.
That's all I'm afraid about that. Because
okay.
Okay. I've had that experience 2 years ago, so.
That's what it's. So it was something recent. I thought I was like, wait, I got to come through.
Huh?
I said, I thought it was something recent, like I had to come through.
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Okay.
No.
So that's your stakeout. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Make sure.
Oh, God.
I should do no stakeout. That's it, man.
Yeah,
I'm running off of my half steam here. Got an earache. And
yeah, that's terrible.
You know that Eric, yeah, that shit is crazy because, you know, it's like your neck will hurt, and like because this shit is like got my neck and my shoulder hurt, but what's crazy is it's my ear that's hurting from time to time, but it's more in my neck. So first I thought that maybe it was the way I was sleeping, but then I was like, nah, my ear is hurting a little bit. And then I started feeling it in my jaw, and I was like, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, no.
Well, you need antibiotics for that, brother.
Yeah, I know, man. Listen, I got some ear drops. I'm hoping that they work. I'm going to give it, I just started taking them today. I'm going to give it about 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
With no results, then, yeah, I'm going to have to, go see the doctor and do all that stuff. Yeah, I'm going to take care of that.
Yeah, you have to do that because the infection ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah, I know, and I haven't, and it's like when I drive, I like driving with the window down. So, like, I got all that cold air blowing on my ear, or air just blowing on my ear in general, and lately it's been cool. But I just sleep really driving with the window
but
up and left, like,
where
it's raining.
You know that really
where it come from?
That infections don't come from you. You have middle ear infection. That's wax buildup. That's not really anything with cold. It could be your throat, like soreness in the throat. You just not feeling it yet. But that really doesn't come from having cold in your ear. It also can come from, like if you get water, like when you take a shower, do you notice a lot of water gets in your ear?
Well, that's what, as soon as I get out the shower, I'd like clean my ear out. Like I keep Q-tips on deck, so I know.
If you're getting put in your head, that's not going to get water out your ear because you clean it out with it. You do know your ear, the nose, ear, and everything is your nose, your throat, and all of that is connected. So, all right,
so I'm
going to
take a Sudafed to see what happens.
A Sudafed? What is that going to do?
Because Sudafed is usually for nasal issues and stuff like that. And
no,
I have had, like, this nasal
No, 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 no,
no,
no.
No, so
Sudafed
what?
So
the hell?
That's not for you. You said ear. We're talking about ear, not nose.
Okay.
That don't got nothing to do. Sudafed ain't gonna do nothing but just clear your sinus. That ain't got nothing to do with your ears.
Oh well, okay. I thought it was gonna help. So we're call 8704. How you doing? We're about to get started on the topic. We're just talking about how. I'm having a little issues with my ear infection. Let me not say that. My ear is just bothering me right now, so I don't know exactly what it is, but it's just bothering me. So definitely we were just covering some ground on that. How you doing? And your name is 8704. Before we get started, hello, call 8704. You are on the air. Okay.
My name is Felicia.
Oh, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, lady?
How you doing?
All right. All right. You're on with Big Red Brother B. So let's get this party started. Once again, everybody, it is Big Red Brother B, another episode of The Menu, Blog Talk Radio. Guest caller number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Yeah. So our topic for tonight. Now, Red, do you want to get started with the one that you put up first or the one I came with second?
You can put let's do yours first. The other one we could do
okay.
Afterwards.
Okay. So the one I picked is, can a person be in love with two people at the same time? Now, the first time I saw the post that someone else had posted, it was, could a woman be in love with two men at the same time? But, we can't, I just don't want to stick it on one side. So we come from both angles. So can a person be in love with two people at the same time.
Yes.
You want to kick it off, Red?
Yes.
You think so?
Of course. Y'all do remember the movie She's Gotta Have It, right?
You're going to crucify me on this one. I never saw that.
Unbelievable.
Yes, and I never saw the Five Heartbeat either. And I never seen the Five Heartbeat either.
Because you're not black, that's why. Mr. Lisa, you seen She's Gotta Have It, right? Hello?
Hello? Caller 8704. Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Because I think we may have lost it for the moment. But,
Wow.
Yeah, so, no, I've never seen the movie. What was the premise of that?
And you, hold up, pause. First of all, you mean you never seen the one, the Spike Lee one? It's a Spike Lee movie. You've never seen that movie?
No.
Okay. All right.
What's the name of the movie?
She's Gotta Have It.
Yeah, that's the best movie ever.
Right. So, okay, we've seen it. Sorry. But, yeah, and they did do an updated version of it, I think, about a couple of years ago. I mean, maybe about 2 years ago, whatever. Basically, she had three men that she loved, and each one of them she loved in different ways. She was, you know, having relations with all three. And, you know, she loved them in different ways. Now, you know, and they loved her as well. So at the end of the day, you know, it is possible that you can love more than one person, you know, once again, it's depending on the people in the individuals. Like if you have a rapport with them, or, you know, there's someone that you've known for a long time, and, you know, and you and this person, you know, it's just something about them that you like or whatever. Yeah, that can develop into maybe a love thing. Like I said, like I always say, once again, I'd rather like you than to love you first. I'd rather like you first than to love you. Because like I said, people throw that love, you know, the love word is being thrown around so loosely, people get caught up in it, but guess what? Do you even like that person? And if I, you know,
okay.
Like I said, that's just like relatives. You can love your relative because they're your blood, but you may not like them particularly very much. And I know all about that, where I can love my relative, but I don't even like them like that.
Well, okay.
So I feel
now,
that like is more love.
Well, no, not to cut across. Sorry. But all right, so this movie, because I'm interested in it. So this movie, She's Gotta Have It, which I'm probably going to try and watch sometime, you know, soon. This chick was in love with, like, three dudes. Now, did the three dudes know about each other?
Yep.
So all three dudes knew about each other?
Yep.
Right? Okay. And she all loved them in different ways. Like, what do you mean?
Just what I said. She loved them in different ways. Each one of them had maybe it was something about them that she may have, you know, liked or loved, you know, like love about them. Maybe it might be in one dude. I'm not. I can't remember right now. But you know, one dude she. Dealt with because he was somebody that, like I said, somebody that she had knew and grew up with because he was familiar. He was somebody that I think she grew up with him. Mr. Reese, you can help me out a little bit. I'm not too, you know, my mind ain't really thinking that far into it. But say if you could remember like how she was with each one of them. Hello.
Yeah. She's kind of in and out on the call. Yeah.
Okay.
In and out
on
the call right now.
Hello? Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
so, no, I mean, all right.
I'll just say, well, from, I think one of the dudes were, I think he was, like, familiar, you know, I think she might have grew up with him or she might have been somebody that she was just, you know, just had a friendship with him. So maybe that dude, like I said, you can love your friend. Like, I have friends that I love, So that's what it basically was. She, you know, he was a friend, but she loved him. Yeah, she was having sexual relations with him. Of course, she's a woman, he's a man. That's going to happen. But she didn't really want to be with him like that. Maybe it was something about him, she, like other factors that maybe she could really be with him the way she wanted to. But, you know, she loved him and she kept him around because it's like, you're still a friend to me. I'm not going to treat you a certain way or just dismiss you just because I'm just going to use you for sex. But then, the guys were kind of like, they wanted her for themselves, but she wasn't with that like that.
So what happened at the end? Okay, well, what happened at the end of the show?
I can't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember the older version. I know the newer version. Like, I can't, I'm sorry, like, they might have changed it up a little bit with the newer version and the older version. But I know the newer version, she, at the end, she was, you know, she still, you know, she had ups and downs with the dudes, but she still dealt with them. She still, that was still the guys that she dealt with, because it's like, I'm not going to let any of y'all go. We still have a friendship.
Okay.
Now,
so
how may not work for everybody.
Okay, so how relative or how real you think that is, like, given, you know, society and today and everything that's going on, you know, because it just seems like certain things. You think
very real. Yes, very real. Okay, and especially with, you know, how can I say this? I'll say now it's more in favor with the men because, once again, as we always discuss, there's a shortage of men. So it's like, that's our nigga. That's our nigga. Like, yeah, you dealing with him, I'm dealing with him, and maybe somebody else. You know what? That's our man. Sorry.
Okay, caller 8911, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, it's Sherita.
Hey, what's up, Sherita? How you doing?
I'm good. So she's got a habit. I cannot believe you've never seen that. Such a
no,
movie.
I haven't.
And the five parts
okay.
is also ridiculous.
Yes, he needs to be ashamed.
Whatever.
At any rate,
he needs to be ashamed.
In the movie, I feel like she found different parts in each guy to make like her perfect person, and that made her like have love for all of them. But I think it can be truly like seeing yourself having a life with like two different people, which is like a different type of in love. But I still think you can, and you might just choose what you feel like is best for your life at the time, you know.
Okay, so, but now, okay. Now, that's to explain it on one end with women. But when a guy, now let's say when a guy does it, it's different, right? When a guy does it? Like, it doesn't seem like it's okay if a woman do it, but it's, when a guy does it, it's, you know.
Well, where are you getting, wait, hold on, pause. Where are you getting that from? I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Alcoholic.
Don't choke.
Don't
choke.
Did you repeat
don't
that? I didn't hear what she said.
I said that in the movie it was more like each guy made the perfect man, and it wasn't necessarily that she was fully in love with either of them. You know what I mean? But there are situations mm-hmm. where you can be fully in love with two people, but you need to make the choice of, like, what's best for your life path. Like, I don't think
mm-hmm.
in either of these situations you should be, like, necessarily building lives with three people. I mean, unless that's your thing, you know, there are the polyamorous people out there. But, like, typically speaking, that's not what people do, you know?
Well,
okay,
I mean,
I'll say, now, you're saying, on the men's, you're saying, okay, on the man's point, you're like, you saying that he can't be in love with three women?
That he can. He can, but the whole thing is when men do it, they're looked at differently. Compared
Why would they look
when,
that differently?
Women
because
do
they
it.
Do it all the time. But no, men are not looked at different. Men do they? Y'all do that all the time. It's like for y'all, that's normal. Y'all do that all the time. Y'all
yeah, but
do that
see, some
all
dudes.
The time.
No, hold on. Now some dudes out there, they just do it. It's sometimes it's just about sex. with a lot of dudes out there, it could be about sex. Sometimes it's just not about love or the relationship.
I'm going to say this.
But
okay,
I'm sure
brother,
you do
know
have...
I'm going to say this.
What you going to say?
I'm going to say this. Them sneaky links turn into I love you more. So please, don't get me started, okay?
I'm just saying. You said sneaky links? What's that, sneaky link?
The same thing, I just said sneaky link. Them sneaky links turn into I love you more.
Okay, but the whole thing is this, once again. I don't disagree with what you're saying. But like I said, with a lot of dudes, sometimes it's more sex than anything else. It's like they establish that sexual relationship. And if they find something in you that they may like, then, you know, it's like, all right, well, you know, she can stick around or I'll stick around her and we'll kind of see where this goes. With, you know, other types of men, you know, yeah, sometimes there are dudes out there that do have their feelings for, you know, more than just one woman. And it's because either one they don't want to give up on because that's one that they've always wanted. And then there could be one that just came along and said, hey, I'm here. And it's like, yo, I like you too. And, you know, we can make this work. You know, I mean, I've heard other women make comments and statements about having multiple dudes and finding something in each of them. Like, I've heard that statement before where it's like, oh, I wish I had, you know, I wish I could just take all two or three of these or four of these dudes and just make them into one dude. And I'm just like, wow, like that sounds, you know, it always sounded kind of crazy to me.
But I guess to a degree it makes the type of sense. Is that love if you just find certain aspects of the person appealing? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like when you really love someone, even the parts of them that you find irritating, you love. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true. I mean, I guess. Everything is, you know, dependent on the individual. You know, individual results may vary. I mean, because some people just may trade off one quality for another. You know, they may like one person for the one part, but then somebody else may supply something else. Like I've had these conversations. Well, this person supplies this person supplies that, and this person may supply something else.
Mm-hmm.
So they just may keep all around. For purposes. Now, when it comes down to dudes, I'm not like I speak for all of them, but it's not like you have dudes like, oh, I'm keeping her around because she know how to cook and, you know, the juice is good. And it's not like, oh, I'm keeping her around because she got a good job and, you know, she wifey material. Like, it's not that.
Dudes like that. I mean, maybe you're not like that, but like,
right, exactly.
There's some dudes like that.
Exactly.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I've never really, and you know,
like,
the thing
I've
is,
ran
it,
into them in my previous dating life. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's crazy because I mean, with the individuals that I know, the males that I know, I've never heard them, you know, say stuff like that. So it's not really in my experience. It has been my experience to talk with, you know, a lot of males or a lot of men, and they actually say, well,
okay,
I'm keeping her for this and I'm keeping her for that.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You're talking to males about that. You need to talk to women about that because we're the ones that are the ones that they you know, they do that type of stuff too, where they'll keep certain women around for whatever, or they'll deal with this one because, like, just like you said, oh, I'm going to deal with, you know, I'll still keep her around or I'll still mess with her because, just like you said, the snatch is good. She know how to cook or you know, I'll keep this one around because, you know, she don't give me no issues or, you know, me and her, you know, we just cool. We have a good time.
Well, yeah,
you know,
but
when
see,
I'm with her, whatever.
But see, I know, I get where you're coming from talking to women about that, but I do also have to talk to dudes about that because, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the dudes, you know, like we talk, just like women talk, men talk too. And these type of conversations that I really, like, don't hear from guys. It's either one is just for sex and the other is just like, this is wifey, that's sex.
Okay.
Like,
well,
that's
okay,
it. Like,
I don't really... All right, well, I'm going to say this. Like I said, you're right, for sex. Once again, some men, they keep that woman around for sex. But once again, they can even get to a point where they, like I said, you can't, I'm going to say this, you're not going to have sex with somebody for a number of years and there's not going to be any feeling there or no feeling at all. That can't happen. Now, you just smash a little 6 months, maybe a year, or and that's it, and just, you know, that's it, or it's, you know, maybe it's something about that person that, yeah, really don't like them, but you know what, they got a good snatch, whatever. But once again, like more of like a friendship, like I said, you're spending time. Not all dudes just come over, hit it. All right, see you later. Let me throw, you know, that's it. You know, I ain't even taking drawers, or I just poked you through the drawers. You know, I'm sorry. You know, it's like, you know, but you have some dudes that have come for sexual activity, but, you know, once again, different, you know, into different things. So it may be that woman that does that. I'll say this without trying to get a little crazy. If that particular woman does sexual acts to him or sexual acts, period, that he can't get from another woman or the next woman that he may have that encounter with, and then maybe just regular stuff, he's going to keep that other woman around. Because it's like, yo, I like that, what she do. She do
yeah,
that.
But see, but notice what you said. But notice what you said. Wait, we're about to go to you, 6947. Hold on. Let me just finish this real quick. But that's exactly what I said. It's like you're either keeping one as wifey and one as sex. It's not like we're looking for, like, random things or certain things. Like I said, oh, she cooked and she seemed like she good with kids. Oh, this one, you know how to do the grapefruit trick. And this other shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got the good job and the benefits. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like dudes are not really doing that. Now, I get it. Women are a lot more strategic when it comes to shit like that because they're thinking about long term, long run, you know, and they're looking about the security thing. But call it 6947. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hi. Oh! How you doing, lady? Yeah, I know, right?
So
got abandoned.
No, actually, my son's season is over now, so my Tuesdays are open. But I'm trying to figure out, was the question, can you be in love with two people at once? Am I missing something? Cause I
nah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, can you be in love with two people, you know, at the same time? Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think so. I think you can completely in love, no. I think when you have two people, what you're actually doing is a lot of times you have somebody that is, you can depend on them, they make you feel good, you know, but you actually, they don't give you what you need to be completely in love. So you're always looking. They're almost like your safety, you know what I mean? And you always have that other person that you're still searching for. And until you find them, your safety is always going to be in your corner. So I think when you have more than one person you're involved with, it really just boils down to that. You're over-reliable, and you're still looking for the person that you really want to be with. And for whatever reason, you haven't found them or you can't be with them, but just as long as you have that safety, you'll never be alone. I don't think you can be in love with two people at once. Mm-mm.
So you think that's more for men, more for women, or for both?
I think I find it really true for men a lot. I think that there's a lot of men that, you know, they're involved because of, like you say, women, you know, they date for security, yes. But men do also. Men do also. They'll have an ideal, and then they'll have, like I said, old reliable, the one that has their back and makes them feel okay, but they're not necessarily into them. It could be something, it could be physical, it could be, you know, maybe like mental, maybe they don't feel that person is on their level or doesn't stimulate them intellectually, something like that. And they're always searching. They're always searching for that perfect person or who they see as that perfect person. They may already have somebody in mind, but they just can't get involved with that person. For women, we tend to, not to find faults, but we don't have a perfect catch, a perfect male. So it's like you will like something in one man and you'll like something else in another. And like you said, you want to blend them. You want to blend them so that all your needs get met. So you're not necessarily in love completely with that person. You love certain things about this one. You love certain things about that one. If you could blend them all together, they'd be perfect.
Wow.
Okay, well.
Well, so
I'll say this.
Go ahead. No, well, my whole thing is.
No,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, that's what I was saying. Go ahead.
Well, my thing is, all right, so like I said, I've never seen the movie. And, you know, I'm curious to know, like, in situations like that, does an individual have a shelf life? You know what I'm saying? Because if you have these people, you know, these two people that you're in love with, you know, or, you know, as Miss Cherry would say, you know, like in love or backup and, you know, the one that's there. I mean, does an individual have a shelf life? Is there really some security there for any of the individuals, you know, any of the parties involved?
You want me to answer that?
Sure.
Or her.
Like if you had two dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Should either one of them feel secure in their position?
Yeah, exactly. They should, and I wouldn't still feel secure because at the end of the day, why am I giving up? You know, both guys. Like, I'll say this. Only if one of them are going to create a problem or they are a problem. If it's the thing of, okay, we're dealing with each other, maybe, you know, it gets to a point where we're doing, like, too much arguing. It's too much arguing with us. Or, you know, something like that. Or, we're having a lot of disagreements with each other here or there. Maybe it might be something else. You know, it depends on what it is. But, like, if things are good between us, yeah, I'm going to keep them around. Just like and the other dude, too, I'm going to keep them around. Why am I going to go? And like I said, even if we're not having any sexual activity, we can still be friends. That's the thing that, you know, they say, oh, men and women can't be friends. Yeah, you can be friends depending on the maturity level in the two people. We can still have a friendship. I'm not going to not talk to you or not be still engage with you just because we may not be doing other things or we may not be having sexual activity, whatever. You're still considered a friend to me. You're not, you know, unless you do some real grind ball stuff to me and I got to just let you, you know, go, that's it. Or I have to, you know, dismiss you, that's different. But if things are cool and we're cool, I'm going to still remain a friend to you. And like I said, if it comes to us having some type of smash session once in a while, okay, so be it. I have needs, you have needs, okay. It is what it is. But no,
Sherita.
I wouldn't let.
How do you feel about what she said?
I somewhat agree with that, but I do feel like how she said, like, if there's the person that really makes you feel like the in love feeling, but like maybe he doesn't have his like life together. You know what I mean? Like, but if that particular individual were to like give you the things that Mr. Secure gives you, I don't think there would be a Mr. Secure. You would just go with the person you really have the feelings for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Miss Cherry?
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree with Big Red. I think for women, we can be in a relationship with you previously and still leave that physical type of relationship and still remain friends. But guys can't do that.
How are you so sure that guys can't do that?
And I'm going to tell you what. Go ahead, Miss Cherry, because I'm about to
They get salty. They take it personal. They see it as a rejection. We're able to say, okay, well, things didn't work out, but I still think he's a nice person, and we can hang out just as long as he respects boundaries. But either they wanted to remain the way that it was, and if you say no, then all of a sudden they have a problem. It's all or nothing with them. Once you've been in a physical relationship with them, and it's not a mature thing because they don't have that.
Okay,
and I'm gonna blow you up right now. I'm gonna put myself out there. Friend, once again, friend of mine, known from you know, from elementary school, lived in the neighborhood and everything. Once again, and you know, we was dealing with each other even when we were teenagers. Got older, rekindled. He's, you know, he's married. Okay, yeah. I'm putting myself out there. Yeah, he's married. Guess what? We still rekindled what we did. And guess what? As soon as I told, he was good with everything. Like I said, I was good with him. I didn't have a problem with him being married. Like I said, ain't bother him, ain't sit in, you know, hound him about it or anything like that. Guess what? When he found out that I was dealing with somebody, all of a sudden he didn't want to be bothered. So guess what?
But that's just insecure. No. But see, that was an insecure dude.
Dudes get in your family. I don't care. You get in your family. Because at the end of the day, listen, I don't care what you say. At the end of the day, you men have ego. And when another hen is in that chicken coop, y'all get at it. I said, you do. Okay? Because like I said, at the end of the day, you had a whole chicken at home, at home, and guess what? I was cool. I had no nothing to say. But as soon as the hen come around, now all of a sudden, now you want to cock your shoulders up. Now you're mad. Why? That
okay.
Sound right to me.
Okay, Ms. Felicia, go ahead.
Now.
Okay, so I wasn't able to speak before, but now I'm going to speak real quick. This is Felicia.
Okay.
It's definitely possible for one female to be in love with two males. Every male serves a different purpose. However, you have to be open and upfront with both males for them to understand their role. And if they can't get down with the role, it's time to move on to the next man. However, if nobody else can understand that, I can't really help y'all. But I've been in that situation. So it's possible.
Okay. I get you on that. But I gotta strike back at Big Red. Like, listen, Red, yo, you dealt with an individual that's insecure. And see, the whole thing is this. It's just like what Ms. Felicia said. So the thing is, when dudes are approached with this type of thing, like, you can't have these insecure cats. Because, see, of course, this is not a normal situation to some people. Like, to people, they think, oh, it's just supposed to be, you know, just me and just me only. Like you said, all right, you do have the dudes that do have these egos. But you do have dudes that don't have these egos. And you know what I'm saying? They're just like, hey, you know, I'm just here to get what I need to get out to party, or I'm just happy to be here type shit.
Listen,
but
I've never met
those,
a man
but
like
see,
that,
that dude,
and I'm 49 years old, and I have not met a dude like that yet. Please, come on, stop it.
What is that?
I ain't never met a dude like that. Every dude, even if, my thing is this, I'm sorry, Ms. Cherry, I didn't mean to cut y'all off, but my thing is this, even without that situation of a dude being mad, I was dealing with a boyfriend, we broke up, and he still had an attitude because I was dealing with somebody else. We still had a friendship, but all I did was mention the guy. He don't know whether I was dealing with this guy or not, and he still got a little bit of attitude.
But once again, he was insecure in his shit. See, it was all right for him to do what he was doing, but
no.
I'm trying to tell you.
It's not always about that. It's not always about that insecurity thing.
I agree with her. I feel like the friendship is never the same after, like, you had sex with someone, and then you're like, this is never happening again. I mean, like, you might be cool, but it's just never going to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
How you figure? Listen, you know what?
No, but see, that's the whole thing.
Once again, as always, I'm usually the only dude up here, you know, talking any goddamn way. So, which is sad. But, yeah, I know it's not your fault. You know what I'm saying? Even though what's crazy is most majority of the listeners of this show are men, but a lot of them don't call in. But anyway, my thing is this. The man that you're talking to doesn't have those hang-ups. Now, maybe the other 199% or 98% out there, you know, may have those hang-ups, but you're just talking to one that doesn't have that type of hang-up. Like, I'm not built like that. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really relate to a degree with what you guys are saying, and I'm sure you're looking at me like, oh, you're full of shit, because I'm a man. But it, yeah, but you can look at me like that all you want to, but it doesn't mean that I subscribe to the same shit that, you know what I'm saying, the same magazine that you're pushing at the stand. Like, I don't subscribe to that. Like, that's just me.
Okay.
You know, and that's it.
Unicorn.
I've been called that, and I for the life of me, for a while I couldn't get it, but then I guess I found out. But the whole thing is, I pride myself on that, because the whole thing is this: we're all individuals. Everybody has needs. Everybody has wants. Everybody has this, this, that, and the third. There are certain things in life that you, in my experience early on in life, has taught me. There's certain things that you want, certain things that you need, and certain things that you have. Sometimes you just can't have all three. Sometimes. And then sometimes you can. So it really depends on the individual and what the individual is choosing, you know, for their life. Because at the start, literally the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I got to make me happy. Just like you got to make you happy. I'm not responsible for your happiness, and you're not responsible for mine. You know what I'm saying? So some people just have to be grown up about shit. And there's a lot of dudes out there who want to sit there and act like just going into the next topic, you know, it could be flipped for men too. Some people want to act like, you didn't know I was dealing with somebody else, or you didn't know X, Y, and Z. Like, listen, I mean, come on. You know, sometimes, I haven't dated in years, but like this whole game out here is just totally different now. It's totally different. And
yeah, we know it.
Yeah, I know you know it, because it's less of a choice for you. But it's just the options that are out there for dudes are what? Just like it's slim pickings for you, it's slim pickings for men too.
Absolutely.
Hold on. What? So you trying to say, wait a minute.
No,
oh, yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
no,
is.
No,
you try, you're trying to tell
no,
me.
No, absolutely not. Nope. I'm not going to agree with you at all on that.
I know a lot of quality single women. I don't know what you're talking about.
Absolutely. I'm not going to sit there and agree to that. Are you kidding me? I'm not agreeing to that.
Okay, check this out.
Y'all dudes can go, like I said, it is one man, and he can have a pick of women, and guess what? He'll still have a wife, girlfriend, baby mom, or somebody he has home with, and still have a pick of two or three or four women. Are you out your mind right now?
Listen,
are you referring to being able to pick the type of woman that you want as opposed to just any woman out there? If you have a certain standard and you're looking for that certain standard, it might be slim picking. You know, the person you want may not want you. You know, and if you're just talking about any woman out there, anyone on the street, I would think you have a lot to choose from.
Child, Miss Shirley,
you
don't
think
go
so?
On the street.
You
no,
listen.
They're getting everybody inboxing us. You the street. We don't even talk about that no more. Nobody do streets.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do the streets no more. They're in the inbox.
First of all, in between the fact of, and I'm just got to be straight blunt about it, in between the fact of, like, family court and freaking, like, other bullshit, there's a lot of men, real men, not the fuck boys. Because, you know what I'm saying, I can't front. And Big Red, you know I'm an avid hater of fuck boys. Because there's a lot of women out here that have given steam and motivation and encouragement to this fuckboy movement. And a lot of them are out there doing what they do. And these fuckboys are getting the good women, they're shitting on them, and then turn around what? Then next thing you know, the women got the bad attitudes, you know, with the good dudes. Because the good dudes are not the ones fucking you over, but at the same time, the good dudes are not the fuck boys showing you all the entertainment and blowing smoke up your ass. If you're going to be real about it, let's be real about the shit. Because most of the time when I open up some social media or I look at something else, what do I see? I see chicks shaking their ass, or I see this, or I see that, and it's not freaking attractive at all. So if I was a single dude, wait. You're right. It's not attractive to me. But I know other dudes that shit is not attracted to either, because, yo, who wants to bring that home? That ain't nothing but a toy.
They do.
Listen.
Yeah, okay.
That ain't nothing to keep.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing to keep.
That's to you. That's to you. Once again, that is to you. These dudes are, what I always say, okay, let's get the thing with the dudes, be, oh, she crazy, she this, that, and other. Yeah, but you're still dealing with her. If she's that crazy, then why are you still dealing with her? You all that. But guess what? If I say one thing, and it ain't even nothing crazy, because I don't do that craziness. Oh, okay. Next thing you know, I get blocked, and next thing you know, I don't hear from you for 2 or 3 months. What? Because I said one thing, and it wasn't nothing that crazy. I wasn't getting crazy, which I just said one thing. But the crazy chick, the one that's calling you and texting you all day long, well, why you don't come see? And why come? And why come? Oh, yo, she's crazy. She's crazy. But you're still smashing that. You're still dealing with it. You still like it. You still get, yeah, and you treat her all nice and everything. I can't even get a goddamn cheeseburger from McDonald's. And I don't even eat McDonald's like that.
I'll get your cheeseburger.
I don't want you to get, cause I want some, well, you know, like, listen, we family, I don't need no cheeseburger, no damn family.
Yo, listen, you know what? I don't want to get into the bashing thing because I know Miss Cherry going to jump in, you know, with her gloves on. But
and it's not about bashing. That's a cut support or cut across. But it's not about bashing. This is what we're dealing with. Once again, this is what women like us have to deal with. And we're not that type of one. I'm sorry, Miss Cherry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the truth hurts them. When we say it out loud, they feel bad. They can't take it. They don't want the truth. So, tell them what
they're
going
to do. Well,
listen, I don't.
Absolutely. Listen, I've never. Listen, I don't feel bad. I can never feel bad because the whole thing is this. I have nothing. I don't think I have any, like, blotches or blemishes on my record to actually feel any certain way about that. Like, I like being cordial. I like being respectful. And I think a lot of the relationships, you know, past and present that I've had was, you know what I'm saying, it's still, to a degree, still intact because of the type of individual that I am. So I don't, it's certain shit that I don't worry about. And once again, I don't think about being bad. Being bashed is just, once again, for the insecure cats. And those are also for the cats who are out there doing the bullshit.
Well,
and like I said, I roll with a different league of dudes, of men,
and I
really don't associate myself with shit like that.
And that's why I say,
go ahead.
I just want to say one thing, that, and that's what I tell you in terms of me, with certain, when you tell me certain things with women, I don't do those things, and that's what makes me kind of, not angry, but just, like, perturbed, but just confuse me sometimes because it's like, I don't do those things. And it's like, I get taken for granted, I guess, because I don't do those things. So it's like, she don't do this, or she not reacting this way. I'm not supposed to. Why am I reacting like that? Because you may say something or what? What am I reacting like that for? Why am I going to start getting on you and get myself crazy? What am I doing that for? I shouldn't have to do that with you. We're in this for whatever we're in this for. It shouldn't be a battle every time I'm combative with you, every time I'm around. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Lady T going to come in with the cover fire. Save me, Lady T.
Yeah,
help.
Come on, Lady T.
Lady T, help.
Hey y'all!
Come on, Lady T, Tiger style.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? I don't know what parts I let call in twice, so I don't know what parts you guys.
I'm sorry. I had to flip back and forth during screens, and yeah, this blog talk sometimes it'll show the list of callers that are currently on, and sometimes it just doesn't show the one holding. And then,
it gets
real bugged out. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry. But right now, I mean, you can, if you want to make a comment on the other one, which is, can a woman be in, could a person be in love with two people? But, you know, we're at the other topic where we're talking about, you know, basically, ladies, did you know he was, how did you not know he was single? But, you know, pick your poison. It's on you.
Did you guys speak on the actual topic that you had with, whatever with the guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know, to me, guys are confused.
Facts. Exactly.
That's what I'm going to say. But I think as far as, I know the topic that you asked the question as far as the guys coming into a relationship and not having someone else, I believe that they do. They always have someone else. Whether it's a lingering ex that they can't get over still, or someone they just finished dating and so forth. I actually spoke about this with a guy friend the other day, and he enlightened me on that. And I was like, his question was like, was you ever a side chick? I said, no, not ever in my life. He said, you probably didn't know, but you was, because he claims that guys normally get into relationships and they are not just dating you. You know what I mean? Where you think that the guy is just dating you. We'd love to think that. But I think men definitely do exercise their options more than women. Sometimes we know what we want, and that's that, and we're focused on you. But I do believe that men, you got to get it together.
Absolutely.
Y'all want the cake and everything that comes with it. So.
But like, aren't you single in general until you're actually married or at least engaged? Like, aren't people free to, unless someone explicitly says like, I am your man? Like, don't we just assume that someone got the opportunity to date someone else?
Yeah, I could actually debate that with you as far as the married thing, because certain people that are married actually cheat. And what does that mean? That they're single? No. It's called something called free will that we all have in life, whether you're married or not. You can't just think that you're married, that you can control a person or that person is your property still. You understand what I'm saying? Two people have to be on page as far as marriage. I could speak to that from being in that situation and so forth. And when two people are not on page with that, the next person feels like they can exercise their free will and they can step outside the relationship.
All right, check this out. You know,
to say that means what?
What I'm saying is, like, when you are technically single, as in unmarried, are you not free unless you actually claim to be with someone, to be with whomever?
Yes. I get what you're saying. There are people who are also single, not married, in a committed relationship, and what does that change? That's my point. So either way, it's free will that a person is exercising. It has nothing to do with marriage or single. It's something called free will, point blank, is what I'm saying. Because you have people who are single and not married, and they can be in a committed relationship for 10 years. What does that mean? That's my point that I'm saying. So to keep on saying single, I'm single, I'm single. No, I have free will at the end of the day, no matter what I am.
And again, right, I'm going to disagree.
Joe! Thank you, Joe!
One minute.
Yes,
oh, my
finally.
God.
You know what, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, I need to buy you a cake or something, because you always come through, Joe. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you,
Lord.
Joe. Thank you.
Watch it, Joe.
Joe. I need to buy you a beer.
Here we go. Here we go. Team guys.
I know.
Go
here
ahead.
We go. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, here we go. Look
hey,
at the ladies
Joe,
always
hey,
trying to gang up on the guys. It's not going to work. Forget it, will you? Yeah. How are you guys doing? Hey, Bobby. Hi. How's everybody else?
Good.
Fine.
Good. Hey, Bobby, do you have another sponsor of the show, only with a different name and a different topic?
What you mean?
I called in. It wasn't called the menu. It was called something else. But I thought it was like.
Oh no, no, this no. It's only this show. The menu. The 347-324-3395. Unless you was talking about Absolute Truth, which you already know about Hot Rod and Lady T and Sean Black and that's Absolute Truth.
Oh, okay. I might have called in on that show because that one was it about. Or mainly are there topics about current events?
Yeah, and politics.
Yeah, the
and,
we didn't do one for you yesterday. Yeah.
I called it about 2 or 3 weeks ago and wasn't exactly receptive. So
it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, but here's the thing, lady. People do have what supposedly free will, but if people really did have complete free will, and why is it when some of the people, when they go to court, they can be exonerated as a result of exigent circumstances like trauma, childhood circumstances, psychiatric imbalance, things like that. We're supposed to have free will, but a lot of times, a lot of people just keep going on with some sort of, who knows what, but some sort of compulsion that, at least even in the court, that exonerates them. But I know what you're getting at. If everybody has everybody has choices. You can either take the left door or the right door, but that doesn't mean that people make choices wisely, that somehow their brains are scrambled because of either abuse. Because of abuse can be one of the reasons.
Well, check this out. All right, how many people on the panel tonight? How many people are into the Bible, or at least have some type of religious belief?
Not I.
Sometimes.
Okay.
I am. I do.
Okay. So, all right, Lady T.
I'm more spiritual.
Okay. I'm not a.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm more spiritual than religious. So my thing is this. Now, one thing I've always found interesting is that when to those who have been to church or, listen to pastors, sometimes I call them pulpits, they pick and choose certain things in the Bible to speak on, but they never really get to the heart of something. Now, there are certain characters in the Bible that had multiple wives, just like there, are women in history that have had, multiple husbands, but society chooses not to kind of put that out there or encourage that or really even talk about it.
Who's had multiple husbands? Name somebody, because I haven't heard that. I always get the
multiple husbands. There was actually, forgive me, because I had looked it up a while ago, there was actually some woman tribe. It was some country where they do have that, where they allowed to have, she's had multiple husbands before. You got to Google it, man. I'm not Googling it right now. I'm just saying, because I did the reading on it before. And the whole thing is this. It's true. Like, I don't see how you can sit back and think that only men can only have this idea of having multiple wives, but women can't have that either. Like, I don't really see how you can even think that way.
Because religiously, if you're talking about religiously, women are supposed to be men's helpmates. So to say that a woman can have multiple husbands, I don't think so. There's religions and cultures that will ban that and dismiss a woman if she's that. She's looked upon as a Jezebel, as a whore, due to the fact that we are women and we're supposed to serve the men. So I don't agree with that. I don't see that anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay.
That's the purpose of a man having more than one woman, because the woman, quote unquote, is supposed to be the man's helpmate.
Oh, it's called polyandry. The marriage of a woman to two or more men at the same time.
I've heard of it, but
it rarely happens, right? You get what I'm saying?
All right, Northern Northern Nigeria.
You men's helpmates. So that's rarely. That's
right,
a rare thing.
When are you women going to start doing that?
I do it,
and I don't consider myself a helpmate. That's just being feminine. I've considered myself being my mate's partner.
You don't consider yourself
a woman.
Dealing
with one of you is exhausting. Who wants two and three and four?
Ms. Trevi said it. Two or three, four.
One of his exhausting.
One is exhausting.
Okay.
Why not?
Don't pick up problems.
Why not? Like I said, that's more choices for me. Listen. That's it. Yeah. Because like I said,
Now, of course, I looked it up. I look it up. So, Northern Nigeria, they banned it in 1968, and even in India, they banned it in 1956. See, that's the whole thing. These things used to happen, and then society turned a certain way, so then they said, no, this is what has
to
happen.
I could see why they banned it. I just told
why?
You, we are supposed to be your helpmate. We are not supposed to have multiple men. We are here to serve the
so
men.
So how does it, no. That's to me,
it
that's
is religiously,
shit.
When you're talking about that religiously, it's religiously in the Bible. That
okay.
is what the woman was placed there.
That's why
you're
I
talking about on a religious
well,
standpoint. And I don't mean a helpmate, like we're your slave and so forth. That's not what they describe it as. It is a feminine trait to be submissive. That is a feminine trait. And I'm not talking about submissive like you're a slave submissive. That's not the submissive I'm talking about. The man is supposed
okay.
to provide and protect, and the woman is supposed to take care of the home, the kids, and so forth. It's a balance
but,
of yin and yang,
but yeah,
with feminine
but
and masculine
you,
energy.
But you think, but see, you saying that now, a lot of women are
mm-hmm.
ready to probably just throw sticks and stones at you.
They can throw
you
that
can't
all they want,
you can't
but
say that. Because you can say it, but you
that.
Can't say it. Because a lot of women
so
don't believe in that
traditional thing anymore. Raised by grandmothers, mothers, and traditional values of a woman. You can't tell me there is not traditional values of a woman's standpoint still that still exists in this quote-unquote modern world.
Well, it may exist, but it's far and few between because it's not a very receptive tradition or a very receptive attitude. Because, I mean, listen, I remember one time I was at a wedding like years ago. And then the pastor used to honor and obey, and people got on some like, oh, obey, like, whoa. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, did people really make, like, get in their feelings about the word obey? And it's like, wow. Like, people don't, it's certain shit that people just don't want to hear anymore. Like, they don't want to subscribe to. You know what I'm saying?
So they're bothered
and
by
some
the
people,
word obey, Brother B. So I'm supposed to obey Brother B, right? But Brother B is not supposed to obey me. I don't see anything even wrong with the word obey. What do you mean?
Listen,
it's just a respectful term.
Some women take that shit and they just run.
99% of most women nowadays.
Well, they don't have enough talking if you're taking that obey, like you're so
that's,
triggered
that's
by
no
the word
longer,
obey.
That's no longer said in the vows. Women will
exactly.
Say,
it's no longer said. Yeah,
no.
It's not.
It hasn't been said for about 50, 60 years.
Well, I heard some years ago.
I think they don't say it anymore because, like, when I hear that, it almost seems like you said, we're servitude as opposed to being a helpmate. Helpmate is
and see, that's how you take it. See, that's how you take it.
I
and that's not how it's meant. Go ahead, finish.
But when you're talking about being a helpmate, you're talking about someone that has something they're doing and they need help in order to be able to finish it out. So you're helping to complete the circle. But servitude is different. Servitude is like, you know, you're there to make their lives better, you know. And I know you're saying that that's not what it's meant for in the Bible, but when I hear the word servitude, that's what I think of. I think of someone who's there to make someone else's life better. Whereas a helpmate is there to help you get to the point where everybody is able to have a better life. So as far as obey, I know they don't use it very often, but when I think of obey, I think of servitude. And that's probably why they took it out. Because if you're marrying somebody and you're partners and you're going in, you know, equal, not equal all the time, you know, there are going to be certain things where males may dominate, other things where females may dominate. But when you're talking about being partners, for one person to be told to obey and the other person not to, it kind of puts you in a servitude mode.
So that's exactly what it is. If somebody is there to obey, that means somebody's issuing a command and the other person is supposed to follow the orders, regardless of whether
exactly.
the orders come down from a general to a private or whether they come down from a husband to a wife. Or whether the orders are in the form of a suggestion or a recommendation. It still means, like when you go to work, if you have a good boss, he's not going to order you around, but whatever he says that a person should do, that person's supposed to do it.
It's amazing you say that. Like, we would obey our boss let's say. I just want to put the word obey out there. I don't really want to use it, but I'm putting it out there. But we will not obey our mate. And it's harsh for me to understand that we would obey our boss and obey those rules and regulations, but to say we would obey our mate, it's so hard. It's such a harsh word. That word doesn't even bother me.
But see, once again, it's to the individual. It depends on the individual that takes it, you know, it's basically into their own interpretation. You know? I mean, come on. We all know what it is.
Yeah, but the individual females today, you can't even use the word submissive because then they get into a huff and a puff. And both men and women should be submissive to one another. They are helpmates.
Exactly.
They are intimate partners. The man should submit by doing what the woman wants within reason, and the woman should submit by doing what he wants within reason. Two people are supposed to be helping each other.
I agree. It's a partnership.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you going to say, Sharita?
Yeah, even words like submissive, people get triggered by.
I was
going to
say that.
Sure.
The idea of obeying is, like, not really. If you have the right partner and that person, you know, believes what you believe, like, whatever it is that he may say for, like, your lives together, like, he's not looking to harm you. So, like, you should defer, like, in a final decision situation. Him. Like, that's the way it's
supposed to be. Yeah, but, you know, but once again, it's just that how things are now. Like, in current society, in the current climate, like, there's certain words you can't say. There's certain things you just can't do because either you'll be considered, you'll be looked upon as this or as that. And I just find it very interesting. You know, like, going back to the thing of, like, what's up?
No, Brother P, I was just going to ask you, so are we pleasing society or we're trying to please our mate? Or we're
to be
trying
honest
to
with you, I mean,
the new society standards. You get my point?
Well,
I don't care about these society standards.
And I am 100% with you because the whole thing is this. You don't just take society with you when you're gone. Society is just this shit that someone or a group of people seem to have made up, and it society changes. Shit changes from day to day, so sometimes you don't get the memo, and it's like, hey, I didn't know this was going on, so I got to catch up. It's either you live for yourself and what you believe in, or you live by society standards, and you just got to keep changing into something that you're not about. Now, a lot of people, and my observation, are living for society. They're living for the standards of society. They're living to show off. They're living to show people their shit. They're not really concerned with what's going, you know, so much what's going on with them because they got to put on a show. They got to get their 15 minutes of fame. They got to let everybody know, hey, I'm here. You know, this is what it really has boiled down to. So you put on that show. You look good for the show. You know, you, how you said in the Gladiator, you win the crowd, you win your freedom. And a lot of people out here just wanting to feel free.
So I have a question for either Brother B or Joe or any other male that might be listening and want to ring in. The word obey, how would you use it in a way where you're not using it against
Yeah, they're not going to let go of that
in
one.
In order to make her feel submissive.
I'm not using it at all.
Well, I'm saying,
that's the whole thing. You're talking to a person that's a writer, and there's certain shit that I just do not use. There's certain words I do not use, and that's the word that I use in the context in which if I'm going to use the word obey, I'm using it like I want you to obey. But I'm not going to sit there and put it in a vow, or I'm not going to say it. You better obey me. You better make my grits. You better obey what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. That's not me. Like, you know, those are for those little, these wannabe, you know, hardcore, these fuckboys that they say shit like that. Like, I don't need to say nothing
they
like
do?
That.
I've never heard anybody say that, no.
Well, unless you've been there, with fuckboys. Huh?
For the beef. Well, what you said, it comes down to leadership. If a man can lead and show that he can lead, a woman will submit. It's not hard to do. It's very much not hard.
And I don't
to
have to
masculine.
Exactly.
energy, and she's in her feminine. She can rest in her feminine and not have to do masculine things within the relationship, because he's already ready handling that. That's, to me, a form of submission, period. I can rest in my freaking femininity.
And the whole thing is this. A dude wouldn't have to say obey or use
condescending.
To me, that's a condescending, depending on the situation, that's a condescending remark. Like, it's damn near insulting. Because the whole thing is, why would I have to say it? If I'm giving you some, if I'm being that example for you to follow, then so be it. Just like if you're being that example for me to follow, so be it. Then I'm going to follow. That's just that. But, like, sometimes we take words a little, depending on how they're used, and they think it's a little too literal and out of context and, you know, not really being to the meaning of it. And, you know, it just goes a little bit too far and takes on its own life. So I guess, yeah, that's why that word, you know, that obey word can be, you know, some people can deal with it. Some people can't. Some people can sit back and, like, it don't bother me. Other people can be like, well, I don't like that word. I don't like how it's used. I mean, hey, it's to each his own. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I think that relationship-wise, in general, men and women, that's one thing Hot Rod has said to me about, like, you know, doing relationship shows, because it's a lot less depressing than the world that's going on right now, because sometimes I just don't want to deal with it. So I'd rather just talk about other shit, because, you know, relationships is always something to talk about, because one thing I've noticed, no matter how many shows that we've done talking about relationships, what common ground do we ever really find? Especially when Miss Sherry's on. No common ground.
Well, you're not
going to
find a common ground. But at the end of the day, you're not going to find a common ground. You're not going to find a common ground.
Well, this ain't going to find with you either.
Because
you always on some shit. Red, you never know common ground with you. We deal with you sometimes. It's like... It's like butt on sand.
Okay, but how is it going to be a common ground if we can't come to that common ground? You're right. It's not going to be a common ground. How are we going to come to that? Because once again, everybody has all these little hang-ups and everything like that. Once again, everybody wants to hump around like goddamn Bobby Brown, and that's including women. Women too. Listen, I'm going to fight. Yeah, I want to hump around too. Like at the end of the day, you know. Listen, I'm a certain age. I'm an older woman. I ain't got no damn babies no more. So you daggone right. I mean, not that I, you know, was, you know, stopping that from before, but I'm just saying, at the end of the day, you know, it's not what you, I would say this, and your auntie, my mother, okay, I'm Elaine Jr., yes, she used to say, it's not what you do, it's how you do things. Once again, we are not perfect humans, nobody on this panel is perfect, we are not perfect, I don't care if you're married,
talk
I don't
yourself.
Care if you're not, or whatever. You want to put me, get out of here. I don't care, we're not perfect.
I was just
nobody
about to
perfect.
Say that, too.
At the end of the day, like I said, you have your own mind. You're going to do what you know, people are going to do what they want to do. Once again, everybody has needs in this world. You have a need. Once again, this is the way the world works. It's not going to be a common ground. That's just like racism. It's never going to be a common ground to that. But guess what? We have to have conversations. Some of them are going to be uncomfortable. Guess what? This is what the world, this is what we need. Sometimes you have to have uncomfortable conversations.
Well, wait a minute. You're actually saying there's no such thing as common ground in relationships?
No, absolutely not. Nope.
Hear this, Joe? You hear that, Joe?
Yeah.
You be a damn fool to think so. Because you're going to walk around thinking that everything, that every relationship you get is going to be perfect and flowers and
bees
and honeybees.
No,
it's not going to be perfect.
You're going to walk around thinking that things are going to be perfect all the time, and they're not. They're not going to be like that. You're going to have issues with your, yes.
Do you think that communication can help with those common grounds?
No, because sometimes
you
I don't
think
help.
So.
Well, what's your definition of a common ground then?
I don't have
getting
one.
Her a cheeseburger.
Oh,
don't have one.
Getting
oh, okay.
That cheeseburger.
No, I don't because I don't believe in it. Because I don't believe in it.
See,
I don't
and that's
it.
A bad attitude.
You don't have a definition.
It's bad attitude.
No, I don't, because I don't believe in it. I don't believe there's a common ground. I think there's a, I'll say this, I think there's a common ground to a point, but after a while, this other shoe is going to drop somewhere. No, there's not a common ground.
Mm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
how
that.
How can
I'm,
you say
I'm,
there
I'm
is
bad.
No
like,
common ground if you don't have a definition of it?
I don't, because I don't think there's one.
Well, what I'm, mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. If you don't have a definition of what it's supposed to be, how do you know that you either arrived at it or haven't arrived at it?
Because it's supposed to be what? What is what's supposed to be a definition of common ground? What, everybody gets along? Oh, we're going to live together forever, and we're going to grow old and sit on the porch.
Oh,
is that
God.
Supposed to be the common ground? Oh, we're going to be on rocking chairs. And we're gonna, yes, that's supposed to be common ground. And we're going to have
red,
to
red,
no,
red,
like,
red
that's
green. Red,
next to each other.
Red, red. Is this red for
yes.
real, or is this a is
yo,
this a
I know, right?
I believe
yo.
She's for real.
Red,
I think she's for real. No wonder you always have perpetual relationship shows. Jeez, yeah,
listen,
you have
Red.
No such thing as a common ground for relationships.
Yeah, but, all right, Red. See, and but see that
yeah.
attitude right there can lead to no common ground being found. Because what? Listen,
and
now,
that's the thing about waiting for another shoe to drop. Like you have to like. I don't know. Like, look at it in a more positive light that maybe it could be.
I listen.
Like,
I've done. I do that. I'm not. Listen. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry.
You
I don't
wait for the other shoe to drop. What if somebody wears
flip flops? No, no, no. I don't know. I
then,
said,
then what?
I don't. No, I don't wait for it. It once again, it happens. I once again, I'm the type of person where I think like, okay, everything is going good. I'm good. But guess what? When I start thinking that, that's when it happens. I try to think like that. Guess what? The other shoe drops, and I'm just like, yep, see, there go, here come the monkey wrench. And I'd be like, and Brother B, we talk about this all the time. You know when I you know, do my little, you know, when we talk, I always tell you, I don't look for it. I just chill, I just let the relationship go, wiggle, and the next thing you know, here come the damn monkey wrenches. And I don't even be done once again.
Well,
don't
you
do
need
anything.
To stay out the toolbox. You need to stay out the toolbox. You look for the damn monkey wrench.
No, everybody need to stop putting me in the damn toolbox. That's what they need to stop doing. Put me in the toolbox.
Red's angry. Are you angry?
No, I'm not angry. It's just that I'm just telling the truth. It's not about being angry. It's about telling the truth. Like I said, no, there's no common ground. I don't see a common ground. I don't see it. Sorry,
I get part
see
of
it.
What Red said, and at that point, when that constantly happens, I've been in that situation. I understood what you just said at that point. I start having to check myself and start having to look at the kind of dudes I'm dealing with. And I have to do a matchup of what I'm dealing with. I'm dead serious, and I'll find a trait that's with every single dude, and
absolutely.
I had to cut that off. So it kind of comes down to who you're picking after a while.
Absolutely.
If you got to wait for the...
No, how about
thoughts,
this?
You get what I'm
wait, it's not even. It's sometimes it's who pick you. But you know, I understand what you're talking about. Now, once again, if I get myself in the situation, as I'm sure y'all heard before, that's on me. I do. Like I said, I did that. I know that I've gotten myself in a certain type of position. I know that. I'm not stupid. I don't be like, oh no. I know that, but I work through
mm-hmm.
it. But at the same time. It can be something that can work out. I guess you could say that's a common ground, but, you know, it's really not going to be in that type of situation. But once again, it should be more of just like a maintaining a friendship. But like as I said, we can't maintain a friendship if you're getting mad because I'm dealing with somebody else. But once again, when you have your situation going on, I work with you. I worked with you. I didn't give you no problems, no issues. But then, as soon as I get one person, or even mention somebody, now you got all these attitudes and the ego and everything else is on. In order, you don't want to be bothered now.
You've got friends. I don't know if you've ever been married,
nope.
Okay, but you've had boyfriends, right? And
yep.
When you've had relationships with them. You've had relationships with them for longer than 5 minutes. You've had relationships with them for about a few months. During that time, you never found any common ground with them at all.
And I'll say this. Yes, I have. Okay, I'll say yes, I have. But once again, I try, and next thing you know, monkey wrench.
Yeah, but those are two different issues. You've had common ground in which both of you had agreed either verbally or non-verbally, about certain situations that you were going to participate in together. And then a monkey wrench came along, which meant that the common ground got thrown out the window. But you
right.
had at
and
least common ground for a while.
Right, but guess what? Who wants that for a while? Maybe I don't want it for just a little while. I'm just saying, maybe I didn't want it for just a little while. Maybe I want it for longer than just, like you said, 5 minutes. And that's
well,
the issue
you know what?
That always happens. Maybe I wanted it for more than in the little 5 minutes.
Well,
I'm the perfect person.
I'll say this. I'm sorry, brother. One minute. If I'm doing my part, trying to keep that common ground, and you just still doing what you want to do, or you just going ahead and just doing what you want to do, then guess what? How is it going to be a common? Why is it that I'm trying to make the common ground and you're not?
Well, that's a different situation.
I think I got the perfect person to answer that with no introduction. Here we go. It's the Vroom Vroom, Mr. Hot Rod.
Oh,
take it away.
Lord, Hot Rod. Lord,
take it away.
This phone now.
Big Red.
I'm getting off
Big
this
Red.
Phone.
Well, Big Red,
hey, what happened, Hot Rod?
I obey you to stop talking about our business on a show like this. I don't want to know our business. I obey you.
Gotta love you.
I command you to stop talking about our business. I think we're going to talk, all right? And also, Big Red.
I'm going to get the monkey wrench.
I'll be the first. Yeah. You know what? I know you like the monkey wrench, the big monkey wrench. I know that, girl. But because of that, will you marry me, Big Red? Will you marry me? I'm proposing to you on the show right now. Will you marry me?
No, because you want me to obey some. I ain't got time. The only obey I want to do is put on my crab leg.
You hear that, guys? I'm trying to give her common ground, and she won't take it.
That was a good one.
Trying to give her common ground,
yeah,
she won't take it.
If you give me some crab legs, if you give me some crab legs and put some obey on it, we may be able to talk.
Listen, I know you like the cigarette and the butter, but come on, girl. Not right now. We cannot be talking about sex right now. We're talking about relationships, okay?
You know, everybody uses the word obey almost on a daily basis, but they don't use it within relationships. How about when you've had small kids and you've said to your child, wait till your father comes home, and then he comes home and he says, what's the matter? And then the wife says, the little kid was disobedient because the kid didn't obey the rules.
Okay.
The word is being used all day without even saying the word. It doesn't even matter. The word, you get what I'm saying? Like I don't care about the word obey. It doesn't bother me. I just don't care about it.
But,
it's the word.
But when you're driving on the street, when you're driving your car, you have to obey the rules, right?
Yeah. Not obey the rules of the road.
Exactly.
Yeah. Technically speaking.
Right.
You know.
But in a relationship, you can't say that. Can't say that, man. Somebody's going to get mad.
I wouldn't care. Somebody's not even going to say that, but somebody's going to actually do it, is what I'm saying. You're doing it through actions. Who cares? I don't care about
that
word.
Say that shit to Miss Cherry. Say that shit to Miss Cherry. Oh, I obey you for some turkey on my cheese. She'd be on the news, like, smack the shit out of somebody and smack it into the next country. Right, Ms. Cherry?
Like I said, there's a difference between being subservient and being a helpmate. And I think that women are helpmates. I don't think we're subservient. So to use the word obey, I don't even, that doesn't sound to me like a partnership at all. That sounds like
I don't think.
Well, Ms. Cherry.
I don't think women are helpmates. I think you find that person to help complete what's not complete in you. You know what I'm saying? It's the energy match.
Yeah, it's the energy match, exactly. But that's the whole point. Even with obey, I'm thinking, and when I was married for a whole 17 freaking years, like, I didn't hear my ex-husband say, oh, you better obey me. I've never heard that in my life. It's certain words that you don't even have to say that you're doing the action. You get what I'm saying? So the word obey, I've never in my life heard that other than from my parents.
Obey me before I whip your ass.
That's it. Right about that. Well, I think in between the two topics, but it seems like we're just naming stuff on one. I guess, you know, it's kind of a somewhat of a split. I mean, well, Hot Rod, do you think, you know, that a person can be in love with two people?
Well, Lady T would not be surprised by this answer or the type of person that I am, because she knows me for the last 45 years together. I've been there and done that, and yes, I do believe that you can love two people at the same time for two different reasons. You know, you like one woman for one thing, you like another woman for a different reason, and it doesn't have to come down to sex. I know lust is part of it, but it could be two completely things. One woman could cook, the woman can't cook, but she's going to clean and doing her laundry. You never know. That's why you love her. You love A and you love B at the same time.
All right.
Okay.
That's it.
I think it's a more common phenomenon than people realize. I think people can actually love two people at the same time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. It's like you love tequila and you love vodka. They're both alcohol, right? You know, one day you have tequila, one day you have vodka. That's it. Same alcohol, same thing. Just like women. You love this woman, I like this woman. But, Brother B, for the bisexual people, can you love a man and a woman at the same time?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen that before. Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Why do you think they can't?
I've seen that before.
Why do you think that they can't?
Oh,
why not?
I'm not saying they can't. I'm not saying they can't. I don't see that as common. Maybe I haven't seen it so much. Like, okay, do you like penis? Do you like vagina at the same time? But why do you like the woman and why do you like the guy?
It's like you go to a restaurant and you order chicken and steak, or you order or fish and steak, or fish and chicken. Like, some people, so they gotta have both.
So you have the best of both worlds at the same time.
Yeah, basically.
I don't want to bring up basically a bonfire here, but I think that if people work in an office and a woman is married, let's say the guy is married, whoever, and you go and you're working in an office where there are people that you find to your liking. You like them sexually, you think. You like the way they look. You like the way they operate and work well together. I think that there's a possibility for a married person to fall in love with their colleague.
That happened to you before? Right. Are you talking from experience?
No, But I think it happens.
Yeah, it does happen. You think it happens? It happens every day of the week.
Joseph, exactly. You ain't gonna get me in trouble, no.
Please don't scare Joe off, because Joe is the only one that comes and back me up. Hot Rod comes in the last 5 minutes. Joe comes in to save the day.
Y'all have to come on here and try to save Brother B some night.
Yeah, because I'll be drowning. I stay drowning. But you know,
Brother B,
I mean,
why do you drown? Because Brother B, these ladies don't want to listen to the truth. That's why you drown so much. They made you tell them the truth.
Oh,
well, you know what? When it comes down to the truth, you know what? When it comes down to the truth, it's all about perception and what the individual, you know, chooses to want to hear. And I can't push my truth on someone else, just like someone can't really push their truth on me. All we can do is try to find some common ground and, you know, and go from there. But on that note, Mr. Joe, Hot Rod, Miss Cherry, Lady T, Big Red, Sarita, Felicia, thank you all for calling in. It has been a great show. After being off for like 2 weeks,
yes.
I feel like you're a nice welcome back. Huh?
You sound like you're in the bathroom right now, taking care of business.
No, I'm not in the bathroom. You know what? Get off the damn radio. Get off the phone. It's unbelievable. You guys have a good night.
You too.
You know, I can't feel
good night, everybody.
All right, good night.
Later,
guys.
Later.
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 Later.